Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, Evan Holiday. Evan is a commercial real estate developer, investor, and coach with over $100 million in new construction development in the last year. He's the host of the Monumental Podcast, where he sits down with big thinkers and those making massive change in the world. On the board of the Kentucky Waterways Alliance with a passion for sustainability and how to protect our environment for future generations, and he sources new developments for workforce affordable housing in major metro areas. Evan is with us today to help you, Men on Purpose, in our listening audience, really recognize that if you have dreams, you can most definitely make them come true. Welcome, Evan. I am so happy to have you here with me.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
So, Evan, you are, you know, pretty accomplished at a pretty young age. $100 million in new construction in a year is quite an accomplishment. I, at one point, was in the real estate industry and had $100 million in real estate under my management. So I know what that looks like. And I understand, I understand the level of intensity that that can be. And I also was a developer. I want to hear from you because men on purpose, in my mind, are often called. I want to hear from you, what is it that called you into serving your purpose through real estate and real estate development?
Definitely. So it all kind of started at a very young age. I was, you know, busy as a kid drawing layouts and buildings, and I thought I wanted to be an architect. And then things took a turn and I wanted to go to medical school. So all through college, I had this medical school bent where I wanted to help people. And that was really my kind of call to action through medicine, was really wanting to help people. And then actually in college, there was a kind of a transformative real estate development. It was large. It was $55 million. It was student housing with retail and mixed use. And it was redeveloping a kind of blighted neighborhood right nearby the university. And I just started asking around. I was like, you know what? Like, that is something that I could see myself doing. And I wasn't happy in medicine. I didn't like science. I don't know why I thought I liked it, but I didn't at all. So I started looking into it. I reached out to the owner, developer, and I was like, hey, I could help you on this. And so it kind of snowballed from there. And kind of funny how I got the job and how I got into real estate development. You need to help me with the groundbreaking and getting as many people as we can there. He's like, I expect like, you know, 100 people. Well, I got my college buddies to pass out flyers and gave them all pizza for helping. We ended up getting, I think, like 800 people there. And so he's like, okay, yeah, we can talk. So that taught me so much about real estate development and what that can do for a community, and actually how much fun it is to see something going from, you know, tearing down the original building and, you know, building the foundation, going up from there. And how it takes, you know, a year and a half to 2 years to make these new construction developments happen. And even longer than that with the pre-development and then the lease up. And so there's just something so powerful that I see in real estate that means so much to me. And, you know, you're purposefully impacting people in neighborhoods. And I think that's so powerful. And it's permanent too. It's not temporary. You know, what you're building is a community, and you're building something that's going to be there for a very long time and impact a lot of people. That's what drew me into it. And ever since then, I've started my own company in college. And then from there, I've been developing ever since.
Beautiful. So I love what you're talking about in terms of the level of patience. So what I'm hearing in what you just said is that this is something that requires like real intentionality. It requires patience. I use a lot of C words with my men on purpose. It requires commitment, and commitment also requires choice. So what is it about your process? Like when you're going through a process of looking at and assessing an area or a building or a development or a metro area for redevelopment, what is it in your process that allows you to make the clear choice that you then say, I'm committing my life, my energy, my power, my imagination, my purpose, my skill, my intentionality to make this happen, and I'm going to stay committed and be patient with it as it goes through the process? I want to hear about your choice-making process and about your commitment-holding process.
That's something that was very hard for me to learn up front. I was very impatient. I wanted everything right away. I'm like, why can't we build it now? Let's build it now. Let's finance it. Let's permit it. Let's go. And I just came in very naive and not knowing that if you want to build something great, it takes a long time and it takes purposeful intention. It takes daily, you know, grinding, daily working. And you have to start out with that passion and, you know, finding what you love. Because I wouldn't be able to stick with these developments. I mean, some of them, you know, the $100 million in the last year, it can be a little misleading because for some of them, it took me 4 or 5 years of day in, day out, you know, thinking the development was going to die 3 or 4 times over, you know, once every week. You live on a roller coaster and you have to be able to stay calm and level-headed and be able to love what you do and have that passion and have that vision too for whatever it is you're seeking at the finish line, because that's what gets me through the headaches and the heartaches and everything in between. I mean, there's been times where, you know, rezoning didn't go through, but then, you know, 2 years later we had a new council person and they really loved it. And so then we got it through. So it just takes day in, day out, working on your vision, working on something you love, and having that patience and knowing that, you know, if you focus on this hard enough, if you put your intentions out there and say, this is going to get done. And also, I think one of my biggest jobs is to sell the vision. I mean, I have to sell a product that doesn't exist. And I have to sell something that is going to take 2 years to build. So what I'm selling isn't even going to be around. I mean, some of the neighbors may be gone by the time we even build it, but yet they're the ones that are pushing back the hardest on us. So it's selling this vision for a future, a better future. I think it's important that I have the biggest belief behind that vision, or else if I don't believe it, nobody else will. And I think celebrating the wins as they come, because, you know, a lot of times you can be knocked down every day and then you have one little win and you need to celebrate, because if not, then it's just going to be too much to handle if you don't.
I would agree with you that I think celebration is fuel. I really feel like it's the fuel that allows you to, you know, kind of gear up to come up and out of those moments where the speed bumps are showing up or the roadblocks are showing up. And it's funny that you say about selling the vision. I feel like leaders, that's their main job, is to be really, really, really clear on their vision, value their vision sufficiently enough to invest their own life in it and be able to articulate it clearly and communicate it really clearly. And I remember myself when I was in the real estate industry, my last project, we did 51 single family houses, 56 apartments and an office building. And I was the one who sold the first 10 houses from dirt piles. So
yeah,
to be able to craft clear communication that allows you to create with words and sometimes blueprints and pictures and so forth.
Those help.
Yeah, those do help. But when you're taking somebody out to a dirt pile,
exactly,
it really requires a lot of commitment. So tell me what you do in your own personal practice, in your own life, to stay calm and level-headed through those ups and downs of the roller coaster, and to be able to stay committed. Like, what are your personal practices that you engage in on a regular basis when you're getting hit like with wave after wave after wave of rejection or you know, U-turns or whatever challenges that you might come up with, Evan, yeah. You clearly are somebody who knows how to stay committed in the fray. So help our men on purpose to know, you know, some of the ways that you practice in your own life to maintain that connection to your vision and the commitment to bringing it to fruition.
So that's very good. You brought that up because the two biggest things I do, I would say, that have helped me over the last few years, and I've seen the transition since I've done it consistently, is goal setting, one, and being clear with my goals and setting intentions with my goals, and then also meditation. Meditation the last few years has been really, really game-changing for me. You know, I don't know, I used to think it was kind of this foo-foo thing that, you know, only certain people did, that I would never get into, and like, oh, I don't need that, I'm fine, like, I'm pretty level-headed. And then I started doing it, and I started doing it here or there. And then I really started doing it on an almost daily basis and setting aside, you know, 15 to 20 minutes every morning. And that would just be my calm, relaxing time where I tried to think of nothing and I just kind of closed my eyes and did nothing. And that in itself, it sounds silly for somebody who's never done it, but I just started doing it. I started because I read articles on other successful people. I was like, huh, well, if they all, you know, praise it and say how powerful it is, maybe I'll give it a try. And honestly, before I started meditating, I mean, these developments can sometimes be $30 or $40 million. And there's a lot riding on, you know, hitting certain dates and getting sign-offs from certain powerful people at the city or the state level, or funding applications or investors. So there's so much riding on it. And I'm ultimately responsible for everything. So that puts a lot of weight on my shoulders. And for a while, I didn't do well at all dealing with it. I was really stressed. I would lose sleep. You know, I haven't talked about this too much, but it is tough. I would literally wake up sweating. And I would tell my girlfriend, I'm like, man, that was weird. Like, I don't know what this experience is. And I don't know how to get out of it. And I keep telling myself, you know, you need to shake this because it's not helping you. But I didn't know how to shake this. So that was frustrating. And really, meditation was a key driver of me calming myself down and saying, hey, look, it's okay. You're going to get through this. Everything will be okay. And I also have a little kind of memento I carry in my wallet saying, this too shall pass. And it just tells me every day that, you know, no matter what happens, the good, the bad, you know, things will go on. And from this point forward, things will hopefully get better and better and better. So that's what meditation has done for me. And goal setting really has helped as far as, you know, being clear with the person I want to be, you know, the friend I want to be, the lover I want to be. It just has made a big difference in me saying, okay, this is where I want to be at the end of my life. This is where I want to be in the next few years. This is where I see myself. You know, I visualize it. I see where I'm going to be. And that's been really powerful. Doing that on a daily, weekly, you know, 6-month basis has been really powerful.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about clarity and about making some choices, because you've recently made the choice to become a podcaster. So we are going to dive in a little bit and talk about that when we come right back. And I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. And we're going to shout out this week to our listeners in Spain. Hi, Spain. So happy to have you on board.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
We are back with Evan Holiday, who is a commercial real estate developer, investor, and coach who had $100 million in new construction development in the last year. Although in the first half of the show, if you listened in carefully, Evan was giving us the clue that $100 million doesn't just manifest in a big poof overnight. It requires some commitment. It requires some courage. It requires some choice making. So let's talk about clarity. Right before the break, you talked about using meditation and goal setting to help you to stay calm and to stay clear. I'd like to ask you a little bit more about the clarity piece, because I feel like men on purpose are men who know and they are clear and they do see what it is that they want to create in the world. And so if there's anything else that you do, either when you start to go into what I like to call the clouds of confusion, or that you have in addition to your goal setting and meditation practice that helps maintain that clarity. I'd love to have you share that now. And then let's talk about the choice you made to become a podcaster.
Yes, definitely. So two questions kind of go hand in hand, because I did go through kind of some confusion, clouds of confusion. I like that a lot. I went through clouds of confusion on my podcast and starting my podcast because I knew I wanted to get my message out there and help other people. I think there's a lot of value in things that I've learned, and I'd like to share that with everybody. But when I had got into starting the podcast a few months ago, I wasn't 100% sure that this was the right avenue. And so I was kind of second guessing myself, and I had already had two guests on. I hadn't published it, but I was like, you know, is this really the best way to reach my audience? Is this really the best way for me to put my name out there? Am I going to take away time from what I love as well, which is commercial real estate and development? That was really tough for me. I was, you know, spent a lot of time thinking about like, huh, you know, where am I going with this? And what is my long-term goal for this? Am I going to do it forever? You know, am I going to eventually give up in a few weeks? So that's when I kind of said, you know what? I need to commit to this because I don't know if it's 100% the right thing, but I know that right now I'm having a great time. I'm loving the time with my guests. I'm loving hearing their stories. I'm learning so much from them, and I'm able to share all of this. So for me, I was like, you know what? Let me put my head down, figure this out as I go, instead of just stopping everything I'm doing. I think that's a huge thing that a lot of people, myself included, have gone through, where I think an idea is a great idea and I just stop everything I'm doing if I feel just an ounce of confusion. So that's when podcast, I was like, you know what, let's just go and keep going. And here we are today, and I'm loving the podcast and we're having a great time.
Awesome. So what I heard there, Evan, is in addition to goal setting and meditation, you chose in this case with the podcast to stay in action. Stay in movement. I really feel that movement for men on purpose and men in general is a powerful tool to use to stay clear, whether it's physical movement or simply taking action on ideas and giving yourself permission to experiment and see what happens, but with a level of commitment. It sounds like you still, you know, came to this with some level of commitment. So excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Let's just let our listeners know where you can hear Evan more frequently if you resonate with him and his message and his powerful vision. You can find him at the Monumental Podcast. And that is being played on iTunes. And is it on any of the other platforms at this point, Evan?
On Stitcher, Google Play.
Great.
I believe a few other platforms. But yeah, it's amazing how much support we've gotten for Monumental Podcast and how much almost instant feedback I've gotten, which is really powerful for me. It's shown me, it said, oh, wow, you know, this really is adding value to people's lives. Like, you know, what we were kind of thinking that this could help people, it really is. And so that's been powerful for me, saying, okay, we need to do a lot more of this.
Nice. So let's also talk about, you do have a place where people can go to find out more about you, evanholiday.com, and that's evanholiday.com. And people can sign up there for, tell us about what they can sign up there for.
Yes, definitely. So we are offering anyone listening to the Men on Purpose podcast, you can email us on our website and sign up for a free 30-minute consultation on how to invest in your first multifamily investment property.
Nice. So for those of you men on purpose out there who are interested in finding out more about investing in multifamily, which is an outstanding way to generate streams of income that are long-lasting and allow you to fund your own legacy, I would highly recommend that you go to evanholiday.com and sign up for that. So, Evan, I want to talk to you a little bit about the celebration piece, because as we mentioned in the first half, celebration is the fuel that can keep you going. And sometimes you have to celebrate like a tiny win. Like, I'm recording this podcast right now, and I recorded another one just a few minutes ago. In between, my big win, because I just moved, was going into the bathroom and hanging up something so that I can hang my hand towel. So yes, I got that done.
Yes, I know the feeling.
And that fuel. So I want to hear about how you choose to celebrate. Like, what are some of the things that you do for yourself that are really emblematic of a celebration? Like, you're really celebrating. Like, some people go dancing. I just hung a thing in the bathroom. For me, that was big. It was like a big celebration.
Yeah,
I got it done. So what are the ways that you celebrate, and how do you recommend that our Men on Purpose who are listening recognize when the moment is now for a celebration?
Yeah, so I honestly, it's kind of in the middle of the two examples you gave. So I was going to say, my girlfriend and I actually, we have this thing that we do every couple of days, or, you know, whenever we're feeling like we have a little celebration that we need to, you know, let out into the universe, is we just kind of get up in the kitchen and just start dancing. And it's always impromptu, and it always just turns into us laughing and having a blast afterward. We're like, man, that was exactly what we needed. And it's always a great time for both of us. So that's been one way. And then the other thing is, we're finishing up a rehab, and so we're doing the same thing. You know, it's like you just clean off something, or you put on a new lock on a door, or something very minor on the grand scheme of rehabbing a whole house, but it feels so good. You're like, yes, I put the fan up, or I installed the lock on the door. You're like, finally, we can lock that door. That's great. But as far as, I mean, recommending for celebrations, I would say find people to share celebrations with. I think that's really powerful. At our work, we also do, if we had a great zoning meeting, we'll go out and, you know, have a nice dinner afterwards or something along those lines, where we're saying, okay, we did a great job. Let's congratulate ourselves. Let's acknowledge this moment, and let's share it together, and let's remember this. Because that will help you get through the tough times.
Totally. And if you don't do those things, you eventually dry up and you burn out and you exhaust yourself. You really lose sight of your purpose. And that's not what we're here to do. So, Evan, it has been such a pleasure. Before we go, I want to also talk about contribution really quick. I noticed that you are on the board of the Kentucky Waterways Alliance. And so if you could just give us like one quick minute about how, in addition to all that you are engaged in, both your personal life as well as in your professional life, you have also carved out time to make a contribution as a board member. Can you talk about, you know, what made you make a decision to choose Waterways in particular? And is there anything that you'd like to say about that alliance?
Definitely. So honestly, a big important thing in my life is sustainability and the environment, and making sure that we are, you know, treating our environment with respect, and making sure that, you know, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren can have something to appreciate, that we hopefully don't destroy it all. So I have gone through runs in our park in Louisville, Kentucky, and on the run to the park, I'm crossing this creek, and it's literally like a, you know, cemented floor that they've created, this artificial creek bed, and it's just the most ugly thing you could ever see. And I go to other beautiful cities, and they've embraced their waterways, and they've made it a true asset to their city. And that's what kind of clicked in my head. Like, this is crazy. Like, why are we turning a blind eye to our environment and to what could be a beautiful thing and attract people to the waterways and make a trail on the runway or the waterway? And I saw that in other cities, and I was like, you know, this is something I need to be a part of, because I felt like, you know, there wasn't enough talk about it. There wasn't enough momentum behind it. And so that's what got me involved. And I've had a blast with Kentucky Waterways ever since. It's expanded from our city of Louisville to the whole state, and really giving the waterways a voice. So it's been really great.
Yum. Thank you so much, Evan, for giving the waterways a voice. I am super grateful to you for that. That is really a beautiful, powerful thing. And I'm heartened that you have chosen the waterways as your special place for making contribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you also, though time goes so quickly in these interviews.
It does.
Yeah. I want to thank you also for just being a terrific guest on the show. Remind our listeners that you can find out more about Evan at evanholiday.com. And listeners, we do love feedback. So please let us know what you thought of the show or send in your questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open and remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.